why you should be careful who you're with, where you go, the kind of friends you have, the kind of people you fellowship with. Because they're going to influence you to some degree, you're going to influence them one. And so what happens? Our minds can drift. We live in a worldly system, and the system of the world is ungodly thinking. That doesn't mean everybody thinks ungodly, but there is a core in this world system in which we live that's ungodly. And if we don't listen, if we are not careful, and you see, we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, and listen, it's His job and His responsibility to do what? To bring to our attention when thoughts come our way that don't belong to us. And we're to renew our mind. Let's say some thought comes your way, and all of a sudden you grab that thought, the Spirit of God convicts you, that's not who you are. And what you turn it off. Turn it out. You say, well, I don't know that I can do that. You have the capacity to do it. That's a gift of God. Whether you choose to do it or not is something else. Now think about this. Ungodly thinking doesn't fit who you and I are. So what do? When it comes, we turn it off. Renewing your mind. When he says, don't let the world pour you into its mold. He says, because that's not who you are. So we have to be continually on guard that our minds don't drift into that. The second thing I would say is this. You remember the message we preached on spiritual warfare, on putting on the armor of God and talking about satanic attacks? We talked about putting on the armor of God. And so what happens? When I put it on, I think about it this way. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the helmet first. Why? Because that guards my thinking. Very important. And this is why I said to you over and over again, before you get up in the morning, what do? You put on the helmet of salvation. God, I want you to guard my thinking today. I want to think clearly. I want to think the way you think. And so we put it on. Then, of course, he says in Colossians 3, the first couple of verses, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the Father's right hand. Don't set your mind on the things on earth that corrupt. So what do we have to do? When he says set our mind on things above, what is he doing? He's saying set your mind upon the Lord. For example, you get up in the morning, there are lots of thoughts that are going to go through your mind. But if you start the day off saying, Lord, I yield my life to you today. I want you to live your life in me, through me. I want to be the person you want me to be today. I want to achieve the things you want me to achieve. You've set your mind on God to begin with. Or one of the best things you do, and I've said it over and over again, is at least find a few verses of Scripture when you get up in the morning and get your mind thinking godly thoughts to begin with. Set your mind on things above. Then, of course, he says in Philippians 4:8, we're to dwell on good things. And he talks about purity and all the rest in verse 8. He says, set your mind. Think about these things. So now think about this. You have the privilege and the choice and the capacity to think good thoughts or evil thoughts. You can do that. It's a choice you make. If you're going to have a clear mind, you must make choices. And what you do, you choose to think on what? Things that are good. And then continually remind yourself that you have the mind of Christ, which says some things don't fit who we are. Now I want you to listen carefully. Watch this. So let's say some thought comes into your mind that you know doesn't fit who you are. Here's what you say. That doesn't fit who I am. Cut it off. So, let's get this in our thinking for a moment. A thought comes into your mind and you know it's not the right kind of thought. So what are you going to say? Well, you're in sad shape. What you're going to say is, that doesn't fit who I am. Let's say it together. That doesn't fit who I am. That doesn't fit who I am. That doesn't fit who I am. You know what? You have the power and the capacity to turn off all wrong thinking in your life because God gave you the capacity to think. Listen, think clearly. Those thoughts don't belong to who you are. And you know what? They will confuse, clutter, absolutely corrupt your thinking if you don't deal with them. Now think about this. Think about the awesome adventure you're on today. Here you are at this point in your life and you don't know what the future holds. God has this potential of what you can become, what you can accomplish, what you can achieve, what you can do in life. And now he's saying to you, if you could just see what I see, you wouldn't even think about doing anything but obeying me. Think about it. If you and I can see what God has in store for us, we won't even think about doing anything other than what's the will of God for our life. You have the potential. You have the possibilities. You have the capabilities. The issue is this. Do you care enough about yourself? And do you love God enough to keep your heart clean and your mind clear so that you can reach your potential in life, bringing Him honor and glory and impacting the people around you, everybody around you, in a way that will point them to Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Lord, your life, and their hope of eternal life to become their life.
Thanks for joining us today for In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. Dwelling on ideas or desires that are outside the will of God will always interfere with a believer's growth. So reject those thoughts. They don't fit who you are in Christ. To listen again, click on Today on Radio at intouch.org. And that's where you can learn more about salvation. It's transformation by Christ, not do-it-yourself renovation. Open our online bookstore if you'd like to order a copy of today's complete message, A Clear Mind. It's also included in Dr. Stanley's teaching set, How to Reach Your Full Potential. Again, that's intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH. You can write to us at InTouch, Post Office Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. We read in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, that believers have the mind of Christ, so some things just don't belong in our thinking. Today's Moment with Charles Stanley is coming up.
Trusting God each day can be a challenge, but working to grow that trust brings greater joy and peace than we could ever find on our own. In Trusting God with Today, the new 365-day devotional from the teachings of Dr. Charles Stanley, we are encouraged to believe in God's love and rest in His purpose for us. Pre-order at intouch.org/today.
Have you ever forgotten something God taught you when you were reading the Bible? When we take note of what God reveals to us, it helps us to apply it to our lives. With the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Journal, you can keep track of your spiritual journey and be transformed by God's truths. This journal features artwork of Dr. Stanley's 30 life principles, lined pages for writing, a prayer journaling section, and more. To order, call 1-800-INTOUCH or go to intouch.org/journal.
You're listening to In Touch. The Bible says that Christians are ambassadors for Christ, and that should impact the way we think. Here's A Moment with Charles Stanley.
Impure thoughts, they don't belong to you. They don't belong to any of us. Greedy thoughts, they don't belong to us. Selfish thoughts, they don't belong to us. Critical thoughts, don't belong to us. Demeaning thoughts, don't belong to us. In other words, we could go through a whole list of things that don't belong to us. So what you have to say is this. When one of those thoughts comes to your mind, remember, here's what you say. That's not who I am. Cut it off. That's not who I am. Remember who you are. Child of God, indwelt by the Holy Spirit for the purpose of living a godly life, bringing Him honor and glory, whether it's in your vocation, in your family, in every single aspect of your life. That's who you are. You and I represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Here on this earth, we're ambassadors for Him. Wherever you're living, there's some thoughts that don't belong to us. And so what happens? You shut it down. It's like turning off the faucet. It doesn't belong. That's not who you are. Ungodly thinking doesn't fit who you and I are. So what do? When it comes, we turn it off.
You can learn more about the Christian's life of faith at intouch.org. Tomorrow on In Touch, what does your calendar look like? If it's completely jammed, it might be interfering with your growth as a child of God. We'll hear guidance from God's Word about maintaining a balanced schedule Thursday on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. For the last few weeks, all eyes, at least all evangelical eyes it seems, have been locked on Atlanta when North Point Community Church announced the Unconditional Conference, which was held this past weekend. Many noted that two of the speakers were men that were married to other men, and many of the rest of the speakers were on record as affirming same-sex relationships, as recognizing LGBTQ+ as legitimate categories of human identity, and as describing their work as hoping to convert other Christians to their ideas about sex, identity, and marriage. So would this conference mark Andy Stanley's departure from historic Christian teaching on human sexuality? On Sunday, Stanley maintained that the conference successfully met its stated goal without implying any kind of moral or theological shift. This is possible, according to Stanley, because of something he not only said about the conference, but also about the overall work of the church. Introducing in another context the work of two Unconditional Conference speakers, Greg and Lynn McDonald, founders of Embracing the Journey, Stanley stated this, quote, "This is the reality for those of us in ministry. We're dealing with real people and real relationships. It's not political for me. It's relational because we are in ministry and because we've learned to distinguish between theology and ministry, we can figure this out," end quote. And this, I think, is Stanley's primary and most problematic contention, that pastoral ministry and care can be and really must be unhitched from theology. With that presumption, Stanley's continued to insist that North Point remains committed to biblical teaching about sex as only for marriage and about marriage as only for a man and a woman. And yet at the same time, though he's never publicly or officially come out as affirming of homosexuality, he consistently describes it as something that simply is, something that's a part of people's lives, not something that we should ever expect God to change, or for even behavior to change. In fact, he's praised the faith of people who, though they've embraced one of these alternative lifestyles, still wish to be connected to the church, even if they don't stop their lifestyles. That includes the married men who presented at the Unconditional Conference. Neither scripture nor the teaching of the church throughout millennia of Christian theology is nearly as ambiguous about such matters. Now, the Bible's clear about God's design and his intentions for his image bearers, male and female, the marital union, sexual desires, and relational and sexual sins. And yet this conference, as if biblical teaching were not clear, claimed to offer a quieter middle in a world which demands that we choose sides. And on Sunday, Stanley claimed that this matched the ministry of Jesus, who drew circles instead of drawing lines. In other words, drawing people in rather than keeping them out. Now, of course, Jesus' pastoral practice and care was unparalleled. He often surprised people by drawing them in to himself. In other words, often he drew circles, but he also drew lines. For example, after drawing in the woman caught in adultery, Jesus sent her off with a clear line. When questioned about divorce, Jesus pointed to the clear lines that were drawn in creation of male and female and permanence. And of course, Paul drew lines too, especially on issues of sexual morality for the church at Corinth. Unhitching our doctrine from our pastoral care makes sense only if the goal of the church is to simply help people live better lives. But reducing the church and its mission down this way only elevates the self and the false ideas of our culture. Ministry, once unhitched from doctrine, will devolve into idolatry, kind of like the golden calf that was worshipped during the time of the Exodus. It is very possible to claim God's name while losing all moral direction. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street for Breakpoint. Today's Breakpoint was co-authored by Dr. Timothy Padgett. And for more resources to help you live like a Christian today, go to breakpoint.org.